Now joined by the head coach of the Milan boys. They are unbeaten. They're 3-0. And by all indications, and this is just me going off of what the Indians usually have, toughest test of the season, I would think, is going to come up on Saturday night against Clark County. That should be a great ball game. It'll be 7 o'clock over at Schuyler County. I think I'm going to be at the Gallatin tournament, which Coach sounds like she might be heading over there to do some scouting tonight. If I wasn't there, Coach, or if I could find a way to get from Gallatin to over to Schuyler in time for that 7 o'clock game, that should be a great matchup tomorrow night.
It should be. They're definitely athletic. They play such a tough schedule year in, year out, that they're pretty battle-tested. I know they had to replace some big parts from last year, but watching them play this week, it looks like they're about ready to go. They're coming off a real successful football season as well, so it should be a good matchup for us, and it's a good test for us here early in the season.
Your team has been on a good roll, especially this week playing some of your old conference rivals. 60-30 win over Scotland County, and then 80-40 last night against Knox County. And those are a couple of decent teams that you really took it to. Did you really jump out quickly on both of them?
Against Scotland the other night, we did, and got a lot of kids in early. Last night against Knox, they have a couple kids that handle the basketball real well. They're pretty young. They're not real deep, so we kind of pulled away. But they kind of held their own there in the first quarter, and midway through the first quarter, it was they actually had a two-point lead. And then we kind of extended our pressure a little bit further up the floor, and just some kids stepped up and made some plays. Some kids off the bench came in and played really well, and just it kind of went from really close to a little out of hand pretty quick in the first half there.
You know, that human nature thing can be kind of a funny thing to kind of figure out, because in the season opener against Novinger that I broadcast, you jump out to that big lead, and then it kind of happens this way, and you do everything you can as a coach to kind of get the guys to hit the accelerator button a little bit, and they kind of coasted for the last three quarters, which I know you got the win, but I know you're kind of frustrated by that too.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys on the floor, and the biggest thing that we're stressing right now is our top eight guys do a pretty good job of scoring almost every other trip up and down the floor. And sometimes some of our rotations, we go three or four possessions without scoring, and that makes your defense have to play perfect in those spots. And we just want to keep getting deeper night in, night out, so that those kids, when they step on, contribute, put the ball in the basket. And I think that's that was a good eye-opener for some of them, and I think that they've done a much better job this week of stepping on the floor and making something happen when their number's called.
You took a pretty good football hit from Dominic that night.
It took me a couple days to recover. I still have a few bruises on my back from it, but he hustles, and you hate to tell him to slow down, but I actually did tell him he need to slow down in our gym because he's going to kill somebody on the sideline at some point.
Yes. As far as the week goes, Coach, what's made you the most pleased with the way that the guys have performed over at Schuyler?
I feel like we haven't shot extremely well, especially in the Scotland game. We didn't shoot extremely well, but we took a lot of good shots, and our shot selection was really good. And then last night, the biggest thing was I wanted us to play for 32 minutes with a focus. I never question that our kids play hard, but sometimes I feel like you said, we kind of coast through, and that's just kind of the nature of the game when the score is out of hand. And I felt like last night, kids continued to execute. Nobody was trying to do anything fancy once we got up. They were still playing team basketball. Defensively, they were taking great angles and getting out in the passing lanes, and those are the things that we need to start carrying over. We can't worry about what the other side is doing. We got to worry about ourselves and carry out our own game plan. So I felt like we've done a much better job of that, kind of coming together a little bit and, just kind of working the rest out this week.
So last night I was over at the Albany tournament and I broadcast the Pattonsburg-Princeton game. And, Pattonsburg, and I was talking with Mike Adkins, who runs the GRC, about it afterwards. And I said, Pattonsburg is going to be a factor in the West. And he pretty much said, yeah, they're going to be right there. And I asked him about North Andrew a little bit. And I know they graduated some kids, but then I go back to thinking about your team and where you're at or here over the last 9-10 months, Coach. And to me, it feels to me like going to North Andrew and playing that outstanding team, not playing your best, and I know they had a lot to do with it in the GRC championship game last February, your team has really surged from that point. I feel like that loss really benefited you guys in a big way.
I think it did, because I think that, our kids were kind of on cruise control for a while there, and not like we were taking anything for granted, but sometimes you need to have that little check, to get you focused on what you need to improve upon. And I felt like after that point, they were much more self-reflective on the things that we needed to do better. And, you know, they're a competitive group of kids anyway. So that loss definitely was something that they realized that North Andrew was an extremely good team and that they knew that if they could compete with them, they could compete with anyone. So it was a little confidence booster as well and kind of a good check for us as well.
Is the loss in the quarterfinals to Vanfar, especially the way it happened, you know, and just not able to finish that game and get to the Final Four, is that discussed all that often as motivation, or have you really turned the page to this year?
It's been a huge motivating factor for our kids. You know, we actually have a picture from that game on our locker room door, so every day we remember that we need to keep the hammer down and we need to keep playing for 32 minutes, and you know, that everyone is just a little bit better, if they're one turnover better, if they're one rebound better, we make it out of that to get to the Final Four. So I think that each day when those guys look at that picture, I think that that's definitely a motivation for them to come out on the floor. There's no doubt that these kids, that is their ultimate goal. The tough thing is to try to keep them focused on the day-to-day tasks that it takes to get there.
Yeah. As far as this game against Clark goes, Coach, because you got a chance to see them, I'm sure, are they going to challenge you more with their speed, or are they a big team? Are they going to challenge you inside that paint?
They're not overly big, but they will match us size-wise better than any team that we've played so far. As far as on the perimeter, they've got some kids with a little bit of length. They're athletic. They've got some kids that handle the ball real well, that shoot the ball real well. Some post players that use their body well on the inside. They play pretty good defense. So overall, it's going to be a good matchup for us. Good test to see where we're at, which is exactly why we got into this tournament, so that we could play a team like Clark County and kind of see where we're at.
Yeah, it's you know, the information I had, it was called the first annual Skylar Rams tournament. Now the later information, it sounds like it'll be known as the Tri-Rivers Classic. You got North Shelby coming into it next year, so that'll be seven. Any chance of Brookfield over the next 2-3 years, Coach, to make it the old Tri-Rivers Conference tournament?
I don't know. I think that would make it a little more fun, definitely, to be all those old schools. And I know it, you know, sometimes those, you know, we're, it's kind of just how things go. Sometimes a good group starts to come through. I know that the Knox County group is a pretty young group right now that has some pieces that will come together pretty well. So I'd like to see all eight teams. I think it would make for a fun way to start the season for all of those teams that are involved. And it's nice to see some of those schools that used to play. And for us, it's a lot of district opponents. So it's a good tournament for us to be in.
Your districts are at Schuyler too, right?
Yeah. So we always want to play as many times as we possibly can in that gym. We play in there a lot in the summertime. It's just a lot different than our own gym, you know. Nice and spacious and a good place to play, so it's good for us to get there and get adjusted to the bigger court and the space around the outside of the court.
What was, when you just looked at this team as a whole, Coach, and you know the team like the back of your hand and their strengths and their weaknesses or the areas that you want to improve upon, when you came into the season, what were kind of the one or two things that you felt like, if we make a step here and a step there, we got a chance to not only be pretty good but to take an extra step here by 2019?
Well, I think that definitely one of the things that I think comes with age and experience a little bit is just shot selection and offensive possessions of, you know, understanding where we need to go with the basketball in certain situations. And I think that that maturity is definitely something that we're improving upon. And I think also just defensively, adding a few pieces to the puzzle so that we can do some things that are a little different so that we're not quite so easily scoutable and things like that. We just need to be able to switch things up a little bit defensively, and we've worked on that throughout the course of the summer and haven't done a whole lot of that here at the beginning of the season. We did play a little bit of man against Novinger, which we hadn't had the opportunity with those football kids coming in a little later to work on it a whole lot. But we definitely have to add a few wrinkles there and, you know, just making sure that we take care of business on every single possession and understand the importance of, you know, getting a stop and getting the ball down the floor quickly and scoring out of transition.
It's head coach of the Milan Wildcats, Andrea Dabney. Milan play in Clark County, 7 p.m. Saturday, championship game of the Tri-Rivers Classic. Then you got, the whole week off, and then you go back to Schuyler on Friday of next week?
Yep, definitely.
How much, before I let you go, Coach, you know, not that you've been busy, but three games this week, you had the game last Monday. How much is that week of practice going to be helpful for the guys and for you?
I think it's going to be good because, to be quite honest, we're still a little banged up from the football season a little bit because a lot of our kids play everything, you know. They go from track or baseball in the springtime to playing a lot of basketball games and a lot of football camps in the summertime, and then they go straight into football. And, you know, to have some good rest and some good practice where they can actually get some kind of basketball legs underneath them and get some recuperation in there is going to be hugely important for us, because then we jump right into the conference week, the next week after that, with some long road trips. So it's good for us to get some practice in and get the basketball in our hands, but it's also important for us to make sure that we're kind of getting those legs underneath us as well.
Well, guys, you've been warned. You're going to do some running here over the next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Time to get in shape. That's Coach, I appreciate the time as always. Congrats on the start. Good luck tomorrow night against the Indians.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.